Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Don't forget, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park is the place to be Saturday night. Panthers official watch party. Panthers and Rangers Saturday night from New York. You can watch the game with a bunch of Panthers fans, the mascot, and great giveaways. That is Saturday night, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Ira Winderman has just tweeted out some breaking Heat news. Duncan Robinson has returned to Miami to see a back specialist. So as Solana was saying earlier in the show, you know, you kind of muddle through the season, hoping that everybody's healthy right about now as you start ramping up for the playoffs. That's not the case for the Heat. Duncan Robinson now the latest addition to that quagmire.
It's spinal.
I saw a tweet, a Photoshop today. It was Jake Paul fighting, has announced his next fight, and it's Clint Eastwood. And Clint Eastwood's like, you know, 87 years old, and the shirt's off, and he's got the pot belly. Spinal.
Well, I'm telling you, if Tyson catches him, I know we talked to Vic Bermudez about it. If Tyson catches him.
I've been watching some of these Tyson training videos, man. That dude looks like he can punch with the force of 1,000 men.
He's going to throw some hard punches. I hope Jake Paul got his wibble and his wobble down, because if he doesn't move out the way, it's going to get ugly.
Ira Winderman also tweets out Jimmy Butler and Nikola Jovic upgraded to questionable for tomorrow night in Cleveland. So that's good news there. Bad news on Duncan Robinson returning to Miami to see a back specialist. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
That's obviously not good news for the Miami Heat. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. The Heat did lose yesterday. They battled all the way back. Bam Adebayo knocked down two more triples in the game yesterday. Zero hesitation. Swished them both. One from the top of the arc. Another one from the corner. That makes it four straight games now that he's knocked down a triple. The problem is they froze him out of the offense in the fourth quarter. After starting the game 6 of 6, 8 of 10 going into the fourth, he didn't get a single field goal attempt in the final period.
Now, is that due to not having a veteran, like a Heat guy out there to make sure that you know what I mean? If Jimmy's out there, if Tyler's out there, if Duncan's out there, they're kind of, you know, aware and savvy enough to get Bam the ball. But you put out there, you know, DeLon Wright and Haywood Highsmith. I'm just saying, like, they're not the guys who, you know,
No, I see exactly what you're saying. The guys that know hot hand and all that play with them. But
yeah,
that's
just
on Spo.
You know, team leader guys.
But that's on Spo. Like, run the offense through him. He's 8 of 10. Run the offense through him. I don't put it on anybody. I don't put it on continuity. I put that fourth quarter I put on Spo for not making Bam the center of the offense.
They asked him yesterday after the game, hey, was it something the Sixers did? Or was it something the team – and he was pretty adamant when he said, no, that was something we didn't do. You could sense his frustration yesterday after the game. Bam's not somebody who's going to rip the team, but you can sense his frustration, and you're 100% right, because the Heat offense, after they tied it, was just chaotic from that point on. I mean, you have to be able to get into your sets. That's why you missed Duncan yesterday in that second half. I mean, you missed him terribly because you have to be able to get back to your sets, run your offense, and execute the plays you know you can execute, and him having zero field goal attempts and finishing that game without Jimmy, Tyler, Kevin Love, or Duncan for the second half with only 10 field goal attempts in itself is ridiculous.
Hawk, and Solana, I've watched Kobe's 80 game. This is watching every series. I watched Jimmy drop 50 in a game. I watched Bron and Wade and them drop 40 and 50 in games. When you're on, there's nothing the other team can do for you not to get the ball. And there's nothing that a coach can't scheme up for you not to get a one-on-one, at least get a fadeaway or get a drive and get fouled. That was the scheme, man. That was on Spo for not scheming. To Solana's point, the other stars are all out. Hey, let's run the offense through Nikola Jovic. No, give Bam the damn ball.
The Heat will play the Cavs tomorrow, by the way. They're the 8th seed. They're a game back of the Philadelphia 76ers. The reason why yesterday was so important, you had already won 2 of the 4 against Philly. Yesterday was the 3rd game of their series. They'll play again first week of April here in Miami. Had the Heat won, they would have locked up the tiebreaker against Philly. So if they would have ended with the same record at the end of the year, and that's the difference between being the 6 or the 7 seed, you would have locked up that tiebreaker, and you would have jumped them no matter what happens come April. I believe that's 4th at home against Philadelphia. Obviously, now that is no longer the case. If Philly does win that game, nobody will have won outright the series.
You believe in the Cavs, Solana?
No, especially Donovan Mitchell right now, kind of going through it. He had a nasal surgery. Or he had a surgery on his nose because of a nasal fracture. He's going to be reevaluated. That's not why I don't believe in the Cavs, but we kind of saw it last year in the postseason. They don't have that type of experience. And he's dealing with knee issues also. They're good. They're legit. I think Max Strus is going to be out for an extended period of time now, also dealing with a knee issue. I don't believe in the Cavs.
Okay. They're tiny. They're a little bitty team.
Well, they're banged up at their center position too. Which is also why.
I watched a little bit the other night. It looked like us four out there. I was like, yeah, it's gonna get ugly.
Top 4 seeds in the East. If you haven't been paying attention, Boston, Milwaukee, and then Cleveland and the Knicks.
Yeah,
and the 5 seed is Orlando.
Orlando's been balling, and as much as it pains me, and Richie from Boar's Head is gonna love this, but. If you think about what the Knicks have done this season, it is spectacular because – and I still think they're frauds. I don't think they're winning anything. But they lost Julius Randle and OG Anunoby, who they had traded for, big-time acquisition midway through their season, and they still maintain the 4th spot in the East. I mean, look at Philadelphia. They lost one of their stars. They dropped a ton of games, obviously, without Joel Embiid. The Knicks lost 2 starters and maintained their positioning in the Eastern Conference. That's really hard to do. They've had a tough schedule also.
Gelsey told us the Knicks are a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in on them.
Yeah.
But they're the Knicks. They'll nick at some point, and it'll come in the playoffs. Don't worry.
And we will laugh.
Yes, we will.
I can't wait.
I had mentioned this earlier, but Lionel Messi will be held out of his 2 friendly matches that Argentina will play here in the United States. During the international break, they play El Salvador and Costa Rica. He won't play due to the hamstring injury. That'll probably keep him out versus the New York Red Bulls this Saturday as well.
Is that here?
No, I believe it's in New York.
Yeah, okay. It's in New York.
Thank you.
Yep. Just a bit of Dolphins news. We did discuss it earlier, but just in case you haven't seen it, Bradley Chubb's contract was restructured, which opened up $11 million in space for the Miami Dolphins. Jeff Wilson also took a pay cut, but he was given more guaranteed money as well, so he gets restructured also.
All right.
The Panthers, they're off until Thursday. The Miami Heat will play tomorrow at Cleveland at 7. There was a bit of Miami Hurricanes football news as well. Henry Parrish Jr., who led the team in rushing each of the past two seasons.
He was good, man.
Yeah. He's leaving the program via the transfer portal.
What's so funny?
He was good. I knew the end of the sentence, and for you to cut it off is he was good, man. He's going into the transfer portal.
And then tonight, the matchup of the season in college baseball. Canes baseball will host FIU at the Light, 6 p.m.
Do we bet this? You want to bet this game?
Yeah, I'm in.
This is a rest your starters in the eighth inning game.
I don't know, man. I think FIU is going to score some points tonight, baby.
Not points.
NCAA baseball. Miami is a 2.5 run favorite, or minus 350 if you want to bet the money line there. Over under is 13.5. Solana loves that college baseball under.
18.5?
13.5.
Oh.
18.
Oh, listen, it wouldn't surprise me.
That's going on.
FIU's plus 250 to win this game.
Yeah. Hmm. How's the pitching there at FIU?
Yeah, you know, Tommy Turtle.
Nope.
Tommy
nope.
Turtle's really got these guys.
Nope.
Fish on First, that tweet I told you where they talked about you having Jazz Chisholm on the Pivot podcast.
Yeah.
They say Jazz Chisholm Jr. completely rips Miguel Rojas to shreds throughout this interview. Just one example here of him talking about Jesus Sanchez got crap from Miggy Rowe and other vets for doing his Soto shuffle light. David Sampson, former Marlins president, has retweeted that and says, "This is outrageous. Miggy Rojas need not respond because everyone in the game knows the truth."
Oh, Lord.
I wonder if Miguel Rojas will respond. And again, Jazz Chisholm doesn't mention him by name.
He says a vet.
But it's very easy to figure out who he's talking about on the Pivot podcast. Yeah. I wonder if Miguel Rojas will respond.
You know what? I'll say it's certain people I'm around that I don't think will slap somebody like y'all three on this show. But
I'll slap you. I'll give him a spanking. Jimmy, I will put Jimmy over my knee and give him a spanking.
Jimmy still gets spankings now at the house if he gets home
right.
After.
No, but I'll give him one at work.
There. You're going to spank him at work.
That's right.
Try it.
But no, I get it. Like Jazz Chisholm will punch you in your face. I got the I'll punch you in the face feeling from him. Even though I'm way bigger than him, but he got a little something to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solana, you don't have anything. You have on a Sandlot baseball cap.
Solana's just going to talk about Jazz going on the IL.
I've had 8 surgeries in the past 6 years, still less than Jazz Chisholm.
You're going to mumble something under your breath and walk away if a fight starts. I bet you I'm going to say nothing. Huh? What'd you say? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
We have a couple minutes here before we have to take a break. SportsCenter had posted this earlier on their Instagram account.
Rocky's here.
Hey.
Man, the hell with
Rocky. What's his name?
Rocky. Don't put that camera on that damn cat. Look at that cat.
Renshaw was right.
I'm sorry to my cat Rocky if I've mispronounced your name.
I don't know.
Stop putting the camera on that damn cat. I don't like cats.
Great looking cat.
That cat ain't worth a damn.
Come here, Rock.
Don't tap nothing. Don't.
Come
Come here, buddy.
Look at him.
How's it going?
Look at the little
oh,
fat
you're
cat.
Adorable.
You cut his goodies yeah. off?
Yeah. I mean, not me personally.
Where's that, buddy?
Please don't kiss that cat in the mouth.
Oh, I love this. Come
don't
here.
Kiss that cock. Don't kiss that cat in the mouth.
Now I understand Renshaw.
Look at him. The cat doesn't even know you. Walks right away.
One of the biggest bloods I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just
I don't
saw
think
a cat
so.
Run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
As an actual on-air back and forth between Alex Dono and John Renshaw. John Renshaw obviously seeing things in the studio.
I don't know.
And this is an actual back and forth between Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki after Miami Hurricanes touchdown, reenacting that very moment.
Is my cat in here?
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I don't know if it's my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat's name, I do apologize.
I mean, they both have to be one or two seeds. Just listening to that, like that's, I mean, come on. That's unbelievable.
DBJ jumped up the charts.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a one.
Good Lord, that shows you something. That shows you some metal. All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, I wanted to get to some nicknames of athletes that you may not know, but I guess we just don't have time to do it right now. So maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Don't have time to do it right now.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Just one.
Just one.
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy is it's a baseball player.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't know.
Aaron Judge.
You got it. Aaron Judge. No, not Aaron Judge. He's the judge.
Oh, the Spanish, the dude on TV now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jose Canseco.
Hell no. Nobody ever called him sexy. The Hispanic that looks black. I know what you're talking about.
Hey. Miguel Rojas.
Boy, listen. What's his name?
Bartolo Colon.
Really?
And his belt bust.
Yeah.
His belt bust when he was pitching.
Bartolo Colon? Sexy. That's funny.
Yeah.
Give me one more. One more nickname. Good game.
The bread truck.
The bread truck.
I didn't know this one.
Sport?
Basketball.
The bread truck.
Country of origin.
Also, United States. Also on TV now. Also on TV right now. For years, for decades.
The bread truck. It's been on TV for decades. Who is it, Jimmy? Seems like you know.
Well, I looked it up, but.
Oh, well, then don't tell us.
Okay.
No. Wheat bread or white bread?
Rye.
Reggie Miller. Who's the bread truck?
Charles Barkley is the bread truck.
What?
I had no idea. I had never heard that.
That's not right.
No, the great no. mound round
the,
not, rebound.
The round mound of rebound.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
All right, save this for tomorrow. This is a good game.
Yeah, it's good.
This is a good game.
Yeah, I like
all
this
right.
one.
Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. It's halftime, by the way, of the Dolphins-Patriots game on NFL Network. It's the Miami Miracle if you want to go back and watch it after the end of the show. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. It's getting cooler and cooler. Tonight the lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. One bummer, this was a fun show, but the one bummer this hour was the Ira Winderman tweet, Duncan Robinson returning to Miami to see a back specialist. That's a bummer. We want the Heat to be as healthy as possible headed towards the end of the season here, and they're just dinged up, man.
And they need to eat what Bam eats. Bam plays every night.
Duncan needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
We have covered so much today, from the Masters menu to tournament bracket of our regular guests to actual bracketology with Lee Sterling to Solana.
Hey. Hey, lady, where's my phone?
Go back and listen to the first segment of today's show, and you will hear Solana get angrier and angrier and then just cut us off with commercials. He was just done with us.
It was hot for another hour and a half. He was mad for a while. And
then he loosened up. Now he's loose. Now he's good to go. No Heat game tonight. He's good to go. You do have Hurricane Hotline coming up tonight after us with Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and then South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein after that. So some good local radio tonight here. One of the best decisions that you'll ever make, if I can talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, is having BNT install PGT Custom Windows and Doors throughout your home. This is a good time to do it. You take care of it now. Hurricane season's going to be here before you know it. If you start taking care of everything now, you get to relax a little bit during hurricane season because you've started the process in March. And I suggest BNT Impact Windows and Doors. PGT Custom Windows and Doors are a game changer. First of all, your home's going to look nicer than it has in a long time. Your home's going to be more protected than it ever has been during hurricane season. And your homeowner's insurance premium will probably go down. You can get those PGT custom windows and doors installed. So call BNT right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could always check them out online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. That is going to do it for us on this Tuesday. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Canes baseball. Take it to FIU. They stink. And we will speak with you mañana.
I thought this was a sports camp.
Leave me alone.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.